Hey Mike, ready to dive into a game that's all about survival, strategy, and splattering zombies? We're talking about Blood and Zombies today, where the undead are in season, and it's your job to thin the herd. If you've ever thought about creating the ultimate fortress to withstand swarms of drooling zombies, then this might just be the game for you. Now, Blood and Zombies isn't your average wave defense game. It's a thrilling blend of first-person shooter and tower defense extravaganza. You get to select one of four of humanity's deadliest survivors, each with unique abilities and strategies, and your job? Simply turning the tide of devastation that's unfolded after a zombie virus outbreak. The game's graphics are a gritty spectacle, rendering a world that feels teetering on the edge of collapse. It's dark, it's atmospheric, and it's oozing with personality, literally. The visuals bring every inch of this apocalyptic wasteland to life. The level designs are tailored to give players a differing defensive strategy with each wave, which keeps the tension high and the stakes higher. Now, here's one of the most exciting parts: the fortress-building mechanic. It starts off with just a quaint outpost, but as you stack your defenses, adding landmines, machine guns, and even Tesla towers, you slowly transform it into an impenetrable fortress. You'll want to plan your layout mindfully to fry those zombies like barbecue at a summer cookout. The satisfaction when you survive yet another wave is an adrenaline rush like no other. Picture holding off an entire horde with nothing but your trusty zombie frying gadgets and the mountain of ammo. These moments are what make the game worth sinking your teeth into. Pardon the pun, Mike, but sometimes you have to take a bite out of life to fend off the undead, right? The hybrid gameplay can keep you engaged, especially if you've enjoyed games similar to Killing Floor or Left 4 Dead, where cooperative play and wave survival keep you on the edge of your seat. But this game has more strategy involved due to its tower defense elements, which adds a refreshing layer of depth. Of course, there are some parts where you might think twice. The relentless action and strategic planning could be a little overwhelming if you prefer more laid-back experiences. But if you're up for a challenge, one where you're leading the charge against an apocalypse, this game will scratch that itch well. Just keep in mind, it's all about managing resources and mastering the art of defense. At its core, Blood and Zombies thrives on its ability to continuously offer excitement without being repetitive. It's tailored for gamers who love a bit of chaos mixed with strategy, keeping you coming back for more. So, Mike, if this sounds like your cup of tea, or more appropriately, your type of zombie brew, then I definitely recommend giving it a shot or several. Until next time, stay sharp and may your aim be true. Happy gaming!